the reason you want to use AI, because it can leverage everything that you're doing. It can make you superhuman, make you have superpowers, but you got to know what you're doing and which tools to use and how to use it. As a real estate investor, there's always this push to do things as efficiently as possible. But these tools, many of them are priced at such a level where it just completely makes sense to add. You know, this could be like adding on an extra staff member for $20 a month.
Welcome to Turning Profit, a podcast for people that love real estate. Learn the business models and skills that professional real estate investors use to make money and build wealth. Visit turningprofit.com for a wealth of investor resources. And now, here are your hosts, Pete and Heather Reese.
Welcome to the Turning Profit Podcast. Heather, it's so great to be here once again.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for today's topic.
Okay.
I'm going to jump right in. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you can jump right in if you want. That's a very exciting topic to me. I don't know about you, but I'm the one that gets to write up these topics. So, I mean, we discuss them, but...
No, this is a dictatorship. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we do. But this one, I think the reason you're prefacing it like this is because it's of high interest to you. You like really enjoy this.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about how to use AI as a real estate investor. The reason you want to use AI because it can leverage everything that you're doing. It can make you superhuman, make you have superpowers, but you got to know what you're doing and which tools to use and how to use it.
I feel like in the real estate space, there's not as much pushback. Like in some other areas, people are like AI, they're like, you know, running scared of it. And I mean, I guess it makes sense to have a little bit of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Apprehension or safe. I don't know. You know, like there should be some sort of safety features. I don't know. That doesn't sound right. But I feel like in real estate, people are pretty open to this because we use a lot of tools already. And this just like superpowers them.
As a real estate investor, especially if you're one that's just getting started, there's always this push to do things as efficiently as possible. You know, obviously, you don't want to take on a whole ton of overhead, meaning extra staff or extra money into different things if you are trying to make as much profit as you can. But these tools are, many of them are priced at such a level where it just completely makes sense to add, you know, this could be like adding on an extra staff member for $20 a month, you know? So it's at levels where, you know, the value is certainly there.
And you don't have to train them. You don't have to, I mean, to some extent, but you don't, you know, there's not that human aspect in a lot of these things. And then there's a place for humans, right?
Oh, yes.
But the cool thing about this is that a lot of these things are so targeted that really like the AI can jump right in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we're going to be talking about, I've got a whole bunch of areas kind of singled out where we're using in our business or where we're soon going to be using in our business. And that hopefully can give you some ideas and things that you could possibly do on your own. Obviously, if you try to implement everything at once, it's going to probably, your machine is going to break. But I recommend taking these things kind of one at a time.
Your machine is going to break. Your brain will break.
Yes.
If you do. Your machine. That's funny. No, I mean, when
I always talk about like the your business is like a real estate investing machine. So it's like a machine.
I was
that you
like,
build.
Do you consider your brain a machine?
No, it's
okay.
Not. No,
I was like,
my
wow.
Brain is a brain.
Okay, I was like, wow. Okay, guys,
it's a machine that you're building, and you know things go in and things, and hopefully at the end of the day, profit comes out.
I agree. Take this, and with all of our stuff, we always say like the reason that we do this podcast is that we're hoping that we can kind of spur something in your brain. That's a really good idea. And then put your own spin on it. That's the whole goal is that, yeah, you could copy exactly how we're doing. It's working. That sounds good. But like use this as a jumping point. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
A jumping point? That sounds
sure.
Right. Okay. Okay. So where do we want to start?
The first one we're going to start at is, and these are in no particular order. These are not one that's more important.
Do you not want to offend AI?
No, I just don't want to give the impression that this is the most important thing.
Okay.
Which I haven't ordered the list like that. These are just kind of a stream of consciousness is how I thought about these and I wrote them down. So that's it.
Is it something I should ask you? What do you think is the most important at the end?
Maybe at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I remember,
yes.
I'll ask you that.
Okay. So first one I have on the list is AI voice. And this can be used for answering calls, specifically qualifying your leads, adding them to your CRM, booking an appointment with you or a team member, doing, you know, related tasks to that. So, you know, it replaces a answering service. If you hire an answering service, those can get pretty pricey. And sometimes the quality of those humans answering the phone sometimes may not be what you're looking for. And also, you know, they can answer 24/7. They can answer politely and exactly how you'd like them to answer without any issues. So we're looking at this as something that we almost are ready to launch. We're just in kind of the testing phase of this, but it's really, really amazing. The voices sound very realistic. Obviously, at the beginning of the call, we're disclosing that it's our digital assistant for our team, but I believe, this is just a theory maybe, but I believe most people will probably ignore that and assume they're talking to a real person and interact with it in the same way. So it's kind of an exciting time because the AI voice does not go off script. I mean, it's always enthusiastic. It's always happy, no matter if someone's rude to them or not. It politely steers the conversation in the way that we want the conversation steered. And it's very persistent and polite. So I'm very excited to see how this all works.
I've been listening to you work on it all weekend. Yes. On weekends, that's when you've been kind of fine tuning it. But I think it's funny listening to you because you'll be talking. The first time I was like, "Who's he talking to?" Like, I actually, one of our daughters was upstairs. I was like, "Is everything okay? Like, who's he talking to?" You know. But it was funny. But so you've been really putting in that effort because I think that what we really need is it has to be fine tuned, right? The training, mm-hmm. You know, kind of like, and you want to try to trick it. And try to ask it as many different questions so that you can make sure that they're, you know, that it stays on task. So while you were doing this, I got a phone call and we've talked before. I don't like getting text messages. I'm on like a mailing list for text messages for people wanting to buy houses, right? This is from our REO days and my number got stuck on that. But anyway, so this call comes through and I thought for sure it was you messing with me or you wanted me to test out this thing, right? And so it says, you know, are you interested in selling your house? I thought, well, that's weird. Why is it asking me about the house? But whatever, he's just training it. And so this goes on and on. And I ask it, like, are you a human? And it kind of like reframes it and everything. And then it starts occurring to me that maybe this isn't. Maybe this is someone else that's doing the same kind of thing with outgoing calls. But the reality is, it was not a bad experience. I mean, I don't want people calling me.
Well, you can't be using it for outbound calling unless people give you the explicit permission to do so.
Okay, so these were rule breakers, right? Mm-hmm, right? But I wasn't offended by the experience and I didn't think it was bad. And it was very good at redirecting me, you know, because I was like, do you speak different language? Like, because I think it's you, you know, until I realized, okay, this is not Pete. I think it's going to be great. And I also like, there's no requirement that we know of right now that you have to disclose at the beginning of the call that it's a digital assistant. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think it's the right thing to do. So if there isn't a regulation in place yet, there will be. You know, so I think it's the right thing to do to disclose that. I would suggest that you do that as well. So the last thing you want to be doing, your first interaction with a lead or something like that is to, you know, trick them in some way. So it just doesn't align.
So the way we're going to be using it is that someone will like get one of our letters and that they'll call in.
Right.
And I kind of like this because I was thinking, well, like everyday uses that other people would be doing because everyone probably listening to this is on the side of real estate investing, not selling their real estate. Right. So we're another, you know, use for this would be like, okay, I want to call and make a doctor's appointment. Let's say I don't mind talking to a digital assistant.
Right.
I'm going to say, hey, I have this problem. I want to see the doctor. And they're going to just be like, okay, in their training, they're like, that's a 35 minute appointment. They're going to book it. I don't have to talk to some person and tell, you know what I mean? Like it's going to streamline things. And also then if I feel like doing it 2 a.m, I can get it done, right? Because you don't have to call because like doctor's offices, it's 8 to 5 or whatever. I'm like really excited about this, especially being on the other side. I'm not happy those people called me, but being able to test it, right?
Right.
So I like it. And I also really like that you're going to do right off the bat the digital assistant.
Yeah.
And I don't think people will care.
Yeah.
Because they're going to sound friendly.
They're going to sound friendly. And, you know, exactly the type of attitude that we want conveyed on the phone is going to be perfect every time.
Right.
So kind of excited for it.
If you're targeting a certain area that has maybe like a different dialect, maybe that would be.
Yes. You can go as deep as you want and customize it. Like for instance, you have a certain phone number that's local to that area. You could have your assistant kind of matching with the accent of that area. So yeah, that's a great idea, Heather. I never thought about that. But
well, I mean, I just think that would be, I don't know. And I don't, as long as you're disclosing up front, that's all I care about.
Right.
Okay, what else do
you have? Yeah, okay. So on that, if you're looking to kind of implement this thing yourself, there's a number of different platforms that can kind of help you with that. One of them is Vapi, V-A-P-I. So you can Google that and get to that. It's basically a platform where you can put together these assistants. There's more stuff that has to go on than just using that platform, but that will give you a start. And there's people that can help you out with that on Upwork or whatever. OpenAI has some great voices. 11 Labs is another company that does this similar thing. They just released a whole platform to actually do this on their site as well. And they have one that I'm going to be doing as well to embed it on our website. So, you know, like those little chat boxes in the corner of the website, you can press it now and talk to it. You could give it all the knowledge about your whole company and everything on your website and everything, and it could book appointments. It could do anything you want it to do. So it's kind of exciting. So
yeah, and I think the other thing too, like when we were first testing this, didn't you, like, you were joking, you're like, they're like, oh, is there anything else I can help you with? And you're like, can you help me with my math homework?
Yeah, and they're like, what kind of math homework? What can I help you with your math homework? I'm like, what's 2 + 2,000? You know, it was going through. So we since updated the parameter, so it's not supposed to be talking about things like that.
That's what's so cool, is that you can actually do, you can do all those parameters. Like now I remember I was asking it stuff and I was saying something and they were like, I asked them, do you know where the library is? Is that what I said? Like
in French?
Yeah. I would talk to them. I was talking in French and I said, do you know where the library is? They're like, the library is normally downtown, but your appointment's going to be online, you know, over Zoom, whatever it was, with one of our sales managers. And I thought that was really great, because now they're understanding the parameters of, like, okay, they weren't rude, but they were like,
yeah,
redirecting. And
redirect,
back.
Yeah. They keep going back. They're very, very persistent that way. Exactly how you'd want someone to be on, you know, that's got that job. So it's kind of very, very interesting. So I will report back soon as soon as we start getting some in the wild results from that. Next thing I've got on our list is content for your website. So this is one area that we're going to be working on, you know, building out content for our sort of customer facing website, you know, for our investment company. So, you know, there's a lot of content that you can do for local areas and things, which previously would have taken a long time to write all these articles and things. And you can use tools like Claude or ChatGPT to not only help you brainstorm topics that may be a great fit for your site, but then also write out the content as well. You can generate images with AI as well to put all these together. So that's something that, you know, it's always a good thing to, you know, maybe review those things and edit them to maybe if there's something about them that doesn't sound completely like you would write. But there's some really cool tools that they're coming out with. You can upload samples of your writing. This is specifically in the Claude app. And then what you can do is that you can use that as a preset. So you can say, you know, basically ask them to write an article about something. Use this preset for your own writing style, and then it will try to mimic that style. So I think that's very, very interesting.
Yeah, and the whole reason behind having that kind of content, well, it could be content about your company, it could be content about your processes, but the other thing is that that's how you could get leads, you know, and you want, when people are searching the internet, those are like free leads per se. So you want to establish yourself as an authority. It's limitless. And, you know, there's tons of junk websites out there doing this.
One of the things that I would think that would be pretty interesting, you know, SEO is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They try to get ranked in the search engines. You could ask the AI, you know, the ChatGPT to come up with a content plan. You know, you're building out your website and you want an SEO plan, a detailed SEO plan. And then you can then follow up and ask it, you know, like, give me some content ideas that align with this plan. You know, what are the instructions that we should have for each article to make sure we have the right keyword density and all kinds of different things like that. So you can keep on progressing it and really use it to leverage your time and probably be a lot more advanced than, you know, you would on your own. Want to learn the secret to building a thriving land flipping business? Head on over to landconquest.com and join over 2,000 passionate land flippers leveraging the power of community to scale quickly. Sign up for free at landconquest.com. All right, let's get back to the show.
I can't even imagine how much you, like, you know, in the beginning blogging days, like how...
I know.
It's actually kind of crazy, you know? And you just take every single step. You ask it, okay, now, hey, do this one part now. Now do this. Okay, now do that. Like, you're telling it just to do its own work.
Right, exactly.
And I think as these get, you know, because right now like you can't say, okay, now create the whole website. You can't say that. But I feel like it's going to happen like that. It's going to be like, you're probably going to be able to pay to upgrade to do longer. Because like if you're having it write things right now, it'll just be like in the middle of a thought and then it'll trail off. And you're like, keep going. And then it wakes up again and it keeps going, you know? And like, is there anything else you want to say, you know? Or make this sound friendlier, or make this sound more professional, or add more details, like, or add more stats, add more facts, check it.
Yeah.
Where did you get your information?
Make me a chart. Yes.
Yeah, you know?
You know, it's like, everything.
Yeah, because sometimes it'll make a mistake. I love whenever it does. It's like, I'm so sorry about that.
Yes. You could do stuff like, okay, well, write a great prompt for me to then be able to use that in Midjourney or another tool where you can generate the images. So have one AI write you a prompt that could then be used in another one. So it's really limitless, the kinds of things that you could do.
Man,
so.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
They have it so easy.
I know. Okay. So content for your website. That's an interesting area in the whole rabbit hole itself. Okay. Speed to lead. Speed to lead is the concept of being able to respond to leads in a very, very rapid manner when they come in. And the quicker that you can respond to the leads, the higher likelihood of actually converting that lead into an actual deal or contract or what have you. But the longer you wait, the less of a chance that you'll actually even be able to get a hold of these people again. So AI can be used for speed to lead. Number one, it can be used with that AI voice, you know, receptionist that we were talking about earlier, but also as a chatbot as well. So AI chatbots for when people text in as a lead source or when they email in, you can use them to respond to them right away in an intelligent manner, qualify that lead, take them to the next step. So whether that next step's booking an appointment with someone on your team, doing sort of a live transfer thing, any of these types of things are an option. But being able to kind of help that lead out right then when they want it is everything.
Most of what the letters we're sending are to people that aren't, their houses aren't listed. I mean, that's our goal. Our goal is not, you know, to solicit listed properties with our letters. So this might be something they're like, you know, they haven't really considered. And they're like, but in their brain, they're like, wow, this is, yeah, I want to do this. And then, you know, you want to jump when the iron, what do you always say?
Strike while the iron
Thank
is
you.
Hot.
I know that's not your quote, but that's the reality, you know, before they start worrying about something or, you know what I mean? That's a big thing.
Yep.
And also it gives you quality of life back because you're not stuck by the phone.
That's right. So there's tools that you can put in place to make that as automated as possible. And it makes a big difference. Next is another content thing. It's content for social media. So you can automate posts to all platforms. You can research topics. This is using one of my favorite tools, Perplexity. If you've never heard of that, you should check it out. Perplexity
is
kind of
like... My gosh, you're the biggest fanboy of Perplexity,
aren't
you?
I am. Because you know why? Because I feel like it's extended my natural knowledge base considerably.
How is that possible?
That's a good question. I should be asking myself that. But the thing about it is it's kind of like an oracle in a way. Like you have any question about anything and you ask it. And it's not, you know, Google... You could do the same thing with Google. But the thing with Google is it'll give you a bunch of links. Then you got to click on a bunch of websites, read tons and tons of information, and then come to the thing. So I consider myself a slower reader in order to really understand things. So it's a very tedious process for me to get an answer to something very quickly if it's in a complex kind of subject area. But with Perplexity, you can ask it all kinds of very niche questions, and it'll go out, search the web, summarize everything, and get you the answer that you want, like very, very quickly within 5-10 seconds.
Does it dumb it down for you?
Well, I mean, I guess it could. Maybe it does. Maybe it is doing it for me. That's why I like it so much.
It's like, okay, Pete.
It summarizes it. It gets you the answer that you're looking for. And not just summarize it and then you don't have any idea where this information came from. If you want to get in deeper about it, they always link the sources. You know, there's like a annotation there, so you could click on that and figure out where they got that information from. So it's just amazing. I feel like I'm way smarter because of it.
Well, I think it also, like, if you're in a hurry, it gives you that quick stuff, and you would maybe get bored if they went too deep into something that you weren't ready. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I need this broad approach to it. Then I'm going to break down and look at all those things. But I need to understand the mechanics of it as a whole. I was just thinking that would have been fantastic to have like a Perplexity for kids, for toddlers. Can you imagine all those like, but why, but why, but why? And you're like, here's the Perplexity bot. Ask this tube of wonder.
Well, it'd be just a voice, you know, a voice app, you know, for kids to ask.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a great idea.
I guess there's
Heather.
That. There's it could be Alexa, but that was never, you remember how the little ones for kids. But
yeah, Alexa's too rigid, you know. It's like, I don't understand what you're saying kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
Anyhow, check out Perplexity. So you can, you know, going down this this content for social media thing. So we talk about automate posts on all platforms, research topics with Perplexity, create the text, you know, the ChatGPT, create photos. There's a really cool thing called Flux AI, and you can find that on the Replicate platform. Also, you can go to Midjourney. Midjourney is a great place for creating photos. You can actually create videos from photos or from videos, and that's you use it with automation platforms. Basically, it's called Create-O-Mate. You can respond to comments. This can all be done with AI. You can respond to DMs. That can be done with AI. And you know, some of these things are, you know, maybe using the tool itself. And then some of these things require you to kind of string together different tools to make the whole process happen. And if you have to string together different tools to make things happen, you'll want to use a platform like called Make, or N8N is getting to be a lot more popular. I mean, the sky's the limit. People are coming out with crazy things all day. Like if you just Google N8N or Make, and then you say social media, you'll see people have come up with all kinds of really cool and complex things that automate, you know, a lot of these processes. So
yeah, I think this is fantastic. There, I was talking to someone who was getting their nails, like they got their nails done, and they were talking to their nail person who was really like getting upset about all these things because people are coming in and saying like, I want my nails to look like this. And they're like, that's not even real nail. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But it's getting so good.
Generated nails.
Yeah. They're like, okay, do you have like 8 hours? And you know what I mean? Like, I'm
right.
It's hilarious. But well, didn't you say there was a new ChatGPT tool that just.
Yes. Just yesterday it was released. And I should have mentioned that here. That was Sora, it's called. They had kind of teased it like, I don't know, earlier in the year. And basically it's text to video, meaning you can write a prompt and describe a video you want made, and it generates a video. So, like, amazing stuff.
So crazy. There's a lot of social media that's just these AI things. And people were kind of, like, freaking out about it. But I'm like, as long as it's obvious, I think that, and it's just peaceful, like, those kinds of things, you know, like.
They watermark it in the corner, you know, but obviously people are going to crop those out and things like that. But, you know, if you're just creating things for entertainment instead of trying to deepfake someone, then, right, you know, it kind of serves its purpose. So also kind of the next category here, moving along, is analyzing data.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. These language models, these AIs can understand data way more than we can. I mean, obviously, Heather, you're very smart and you can understand a lot of things in your head.
I'm not. Yeah, no.
So what happens is, I mean, you could upload a huge database of information or a large spreadsheet and trying to understand how all this information kind of can help you in your business. You can ask it tons of questions about it. You can ask it to come up with recommendations, which could allow you to wait in certain areas. Like we did this at the end of last year. We kind of did a wrap up of all the deals that we ever did. Uploaded all that data into ChatGPT, asking it all kinds of questions like, you know, what states were the most profitable? What, you know, what types of properties were the best? And, you know, so it was able to give some great comparisons and great insights into our business that allowed us to pivot a little bit in the directions that we were going and kind of double down on things that were working better. And then we didn't even realize it because it's hard to analyze that data unless you're superhuman.
And also there's no bias because what if you like a state better than a different state? You know what I mean? Like yeah. I know I judge different states. I think California is awesome, but you know what I mean? So there's no bias. That those are the facts. It's uploaded. And also neither of us are like, what is that word? The type of person that does that kind of stuff. So we don't have the training behind it. Yeah, of course we can make rudimentary, you know, spreadsheets and stuff, but we're not going to process the stuff.
We're not data analysts.
Thank you. Gosh, I like have my words are missing. But something that keeps popping up to me that you keep saying, like, we're joking about, you're like, I don't read as fast. I don't do, like, we joke, we're like, and maybe those are true that you're slightly, I don't think that's true, but you know what I'm saying? But with AI, if you can be self-aware enough to understand where your, you know, strengths are, where your weaknesses are, or just stuff you just don't like doing and find an AI solution to it, it's okay to be like, hey, I don't like analyzing data. You know, like that really upsets me. I suck at it, whatever. Okay, well, good. Then you need to create something. But you do still have to understand it, especially in this business. But if that's just as boring you, great. Have AI do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Like, use the tools to your advantage.
That's right. Why are you going to dig a hole with your hands when you can use a shovel? Okay, so the next thing I have on the list is kind of talking about something that we just talked about, was researching new markets. So researching new markets is a great way to use it as a real estate investor because you can ask it all kinds of questions, get in deep on the demographics, you know, where, you know, is this area gaining population? Is it losing population? you can look at things like that, which make you try to understand if you want to kind of invest in that area, if that area is really progressing to a great future or if it's slowly declining.
Right. And there's so much like garbage out there about losing all this kind of stuff that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. It's been like politicized. So that's actually something that's actually based off of actual real
numbers, yeah.
Right, what you need data in the business, yeah. You know?
I would use Perplexity for something like that.
Weird. I would not have thought you would have.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah. I use it all the time.
Are you looking for funding for your land flipping deal? Then head on over to partnerwithpete.com. It's an innovative new funding program where we split the profits with you 50-50, but we take it one step further and we handle every other step of the process in the land flipping business. Yes, that means we handle all the due diligence. If the property needs any value add, like clearing brush, perk test, survey, we'll get that paid for up front. Then when the property resells, we split the profits 50-50. There is absolutely no downside for you as an investor. If we lose money, we don't pass that on to you. But when we make money, when we make profit, we split the proceeds 50-50. So as a recap, we handle every part of the process. We split the profits with you 50-50. There's no downside for you as the investor, only upside. So go to partnerwithpete.com, submit your deal there, and we'll get it checked out within 24 hours.
Okay, the next thing I have on my list here is build a personal assistant to handle mundane tasks.
I guess that's kind of what I was saying in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you're saying like the mundane, which right. is like pretty much something that's going to take up a lot of time for everybody, right? Unless you absolutely love doing some of these things, your time is better spent elsewhere.
So, you know, you could be having it summarize news for you that you wanted to stay on top of. You could have it reminding you of your top priorities. You could have it responding to messages. You could also, you know, be having book appointments and things like that. There's all kinds of crazy automations that you can build out. And these people are coming up with really cool personal assistant type things. You want to use a platform probably like N8N or Make to kind of come up with this. But I'd imagine pretty soon some of these larger companies are going to be coming out with a kind of built-in solution for that. You know, Google probably, ChatGPT, ever, OpenAI will come up with something like that that's kind of integrated and connected with your Gmail and in your text messages and all that kind of stuff. So
I feel like there's something called Monday. Have you heard of it? Is it Monday?
Monday? Yeah, that's a platform. It's kind of like Asana.
Asana, like yeah.
That. Yeah, it's project management stuff.
Yeah, and so, I feel like it has
task
some
management.
Yeah, some of that kind of thing. But this goes beyond that because you're not just doing, it's not just telling you, okay, here's how to get these things done in this order or whatever. It's actually, you know, you could be doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, you could say, hey, make me a doctor's appointment for tomorrow. And then you can imagine, well, it'll be soon. It'll be soon that they'll be calling up. Your AI will be calling up on your behalf and setting the appointment.
Right. They'll be looking at your calendar and stuff. Right. You get there and the doctor's like, so I heard you broke your foot. And you're like, yeah. No, like my ear hurts. Yeah, I'm excited. I think that we're just in the baby. A lot of the stuff we're in the baby, the infant.
Infancy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing about all this is that right now, all these tools, all this technology is the worst it's ever going to be.
Right. So when you think of it that
way. It's only going to get better, and it's going to get exponentially better in lots of different ways.
And everyone's going to be using it, whether they want to admit it or not. I mean, you remember when cell phones were like, or with email on cell phones.
Heather always brings this up to me, that I was a holdout, I guess you could say, of having email on my phone. And I remember I had the Heather had one of those BlackBerry ones.
With Heather's
the
little, 80, obviously. Yeah, you know?
With one of those keyboards on it and everything like that. And I'm like, I don't want my emails on my phone. I'd like to have my time off when I give it away from the computer. And then I ended up like caving in. I'm like, okay, I need my emails on my phone. Then I was like, well, how did I ever do that without it?
I just remember we were in a drive-thru and I was checking my emails and you were like, can you check mine too? And I was like, well, I thought you didn't want to know your emails, you know, we were getting like coffee or something. You're on the go. And then I was reading your emails. You're like, okay, maybe I want one. You lasted like 48 hours.
Circa
after I
2008
got mine.
Or something like that.
It was probably earlier than that.
You think?
Yeah. Maybe it was 2006, 7, 8 around there.
Next, list trimming. If you're building mailing lists, this is one area where you can quickly use AI to help you out. You can upload a spreadsheet, ask ChatGPT to remove duplicates, append data in some way, like or add a unique reference number, things like that. There's all kinds of kind of cool things you could do with your list.
That's as big.
Yeah, you could say, hey, remove all the LLCs that you're finding on here as that are owners.
Anything that says Land Investment Corp.
Yeah.
Take those out, you know?
Yeah. Like, so you could do all those things and it can do it at superhuman speeds.
I don't know why you wouldn't be doing that, but we've talked about it before. Like you and people on the team were actually manually cutting our list down.
Yeah,
right?
We still do a lot of manual stuff that we should be using more of these tools. And like I said, we're implementing a lot of things, but this is one area that we need to use it more than we do.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems, you know. Okay, you have a learning something new.
Oh,
what do you mean by
that? Learning
something
new. This is one of my favorite ways to use AI as a real estate investor. If you have OpenAI, the ChatGPT app, you have to pay for their Plus account, I think, which is $20 a month, something like that. Basically, they have a thing where you can turn the voice mode on. It's called advanced voice mode. And I use it in the car. You know, I drive my daughter to school every morning. On the way back, I have a conversation with the AI trying to learn something new.
And all the parents think you're just like really weird.
No, they just think I'm talking on the phone probably. No, it's after I drop off. So, and then I start the conversation because I'm thinking about it on the way there. I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about
today?
And then I give him the situation and, you know, then I start, you know, asking questions. And I'll tell you what, it's like having an amazingly intelligent person that knows everything about everything.
A friend that's really into what you're into, but they're smarter than
right.
you.
Right. And they're friendly and they do a great job of summarizing things for you and have a conversation with you. You can interrupt it. You can ask questions. You can ask follow-up questions. It's just amazing. Learn about any subject you want.
I need to find a way to hack this like April Fool's Day just to mess with you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, again, Pete, we're going to talk about this again.
Would be great.
Oh my gosh. So this, walk me through. So our kid gets out of the car and you just like open the app and then you just start saying like, today I want to talk about investing in pine tree forests.
Right.
Made that up.
Yeah,
that'd
well,
be weird.
I, you know, for to give a real example, I mean, we've been talked about this in the podcast. So we're really getting heavily involved in the solar development. So a lot of stuff, I've learned a lot from ChatGPT about solar development and different aspects of it, you know? So learning about the inflation tax credit, learning about the development process in certain areas. You know, you can ask it, you know, what's the development process in New York City or in New York State? And, you know, kind of go through like all specific niche information, you know, and it's got an amazing insight, an amazing way to summarize kind of information and allow you to understand it. One of the cool things I heard from someone else as a kind of a hack is that when you get home, when you get back to your desktop, you just pull it up on your desktop and you're like, give me a, you know, executive summary of our discussion today. And it allows you to then, and then it'll spit out the summary of everything you talked about and what you kind of conclusions you came to. So you can actually go back and check it out every once in a while quickly.
Yeah, I like that. And then the next day, say you're not done with it, you could pull up the same conversation and be like, okay, you told me about IRS code 722. That's fake, by the way. I don't have, if that exists, it's literally just something I made up. But, and you could say like, give me more details on it, or like, I need to understand it better.
Right.
Or like, how does this work? Or,
yeah, or so you, like, you break well, it down. In my situation, this is what's happening and this and that. But how does that apply to me? You know, and it's just amazing. So I highly suggest it to suggest you use it if you're interested in learning new things. And knowledge is power. And the more you learn, the more powerful you will be.
No, but I mean, like, I actually was listening to a podcast earlier and they were talking about that, like, I mean, it wasn't even a self-help. It wasn't anything like that. It was just a regular old podcast. And they were talking about like when you stop learning, that's like you're not going to be able to relate to people. You're not going to, you know, all these different things. All these things, it's constantly evolving, right? Just like using AI, what we're talking about today, if you watch this podcast in 5 years, you might be like, oh my God, those innocent little children.
Yeah, they knew nothing. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and knowing that we are going to learn so much more is just as exciting as what we're learning right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about this. We have older relatives and you can see that point where they're like, I'm not going to learn anymore. I'm not going to evolve. Well, your life becomes very small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that this is, we talked about, cell phones made a huge difference. These incremental things that have made life better for everybody. But this is, I mean, you talk to anybody in the medical field and they're like, oh my God, you have no idea. We're mapping the body we didn't know before. This is cancer could be cured. You know, all these different things.
Yep.
And we're just talking about it on the level of just real estate. But if you start implementing these things for your real estate stuff, your whole life will broaden, will become bigger.
You know, since I really started leveraging these tools, maybe, I don't know, a little over a year ago is when I really started getting into it. I feel like just lots of, you know, like when a light bulb turns on over your head, you know, those cartoons and stuff. I felt like I have like a huge, like lots of light bulbs turning on in my head all the time.
Does it talk to you? Can you see it? Do I need to get you help?
I don't know. I just feel enlightened. And I feel like I'm way, way, way ahead of where I was a year ago.
Right, right.
Exponentially ahead of where I was a year ago.
I love ChatGPT. I'd use that all the time. That's like my thing. But I mean, I use QuickBooks too. And they have AI, like they're starting to add, like all of the regular programs that you're using every day. Well, Gemini, isn't that what the Gmail?
With Google.
Google, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, your email, all this kind of stuff. And I do have to push myself, be like, no, I can, this is how I do it. This is, I'm set in my ways, right? I don't need this help. And then you start to let it in and you're like, that was really stupid. Like I wasted 6 months of my life being an idiot, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? But you do have to push yourself, and we're not like ancient by any means, but I guess we're old enough that we do things certain ways. So the fact that you can push yourself to add more of this stuff in, it just gives you more time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And as this technology improves, more and more use cases will be opened up. Like it can't do everything right now. It's really good at specific things. It's really smart in certain areas. You know, it doesn't really have a great understanding of physics or, you know, the physical world and things, but that will be changing. That will be coming. So next, we're going to be talking about following up with old leads. You can use AI in a really cool way with that. Customized text messages and emails. And these are not just templatized emails and things. These are, you know, you can have an AI that basically scans all the previous correspondence and then does a customized outreach, you know, maybe summarizing in some way that will lead to a potentially them actually responding to your outreach. So it doesn't look like it's a templatized kind of outreach that's automated. So,
and there's the nuance in that, because right now I can search my email inbox for not interested or something, let's say, right? But it's going to be able to read between the lines. It's going to understand the actual content and the context, I guess, yeah, you would say, and respond back like, hey, Joe, I know that you are waiting for X to happen.
Right.
I think that it's happened. Has it happened for you? How's that going? And would you want to, you know, start this conversation again? As opposed to like, hello, Joe. It has been 6 months since our last correspondence. you know, has anything changed? That's what's going to be, I think, really cool. And probably every single email that comes in is going to get something, a drip like that. AI will identify immediately like, this is a no-go. Nope. Yeah. You know, and this one will be like, let's do... We think this is going to happen in 3 months. Let's check current news to see if this happened. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it could be smart. The thing is, it's like automations were possible with email marketing and text message marketing for a long time, but there was no brain. Everything was like predefined. Like you have these predefined messages that go out at certain intervals. But this is different fundamentally because there's a little brain you can plug in there, and you can give this little brain the specialized task that says, hey, review all this information. You know, here are kind of the best practices in order to get someone to respond again. Compose an email, compose a text message, you know, to try to get the person to respond, you know. So there's really, really interesting things that could be done there.
And it'll be goal focused. It's going to know, like, I'm not just asking you to respond.
Right.
I want to buy this property.
Right.
Our goal is to buy this property. And it can be like, okay, well, great. Thank you for letting me know. These are the things we need to do.
Specialized prompts for niche cases. Okay, so the prompt is basically the instructions that you give to ChatGPT or Gemini or any of these.
A lot of people
AIs.
Don't understand that, because right. When I first started using it, if I wanted to be like, I need to know blah, 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 right? I would just say, I need to know this.
Right.
And then you realize, no, you need to say, you're an expert in this. You do this, all this. The prompt is...
It's everything.
It's the gold, right?
Yeah. It's everything. And the more... specialized you get with your prompts, the better your results are going to be. Now, just as an example, if I was going to have it write content for me, you know, if I wanted it to write blog posts or something like that, I'd probably give it in this prompt, I'd create one huge mega prompt, as they call it. I would give it instructions. I would say, hey, you're an expert writer and all this kind of stuff, and try to set it up in the mindset that you want it to be in. And then I would say, I would like blog posts created in this specific style, you know, use this kind of structure to each blog post. And then I would probably give it 10, you know, examples of blog posts. Here are 10 examples of blog posts that I want you to emulate. Like this would be thousands of words long, you know, these prompts. Yeah. And then you copy and you paste that all in. That's your prompt. And then you are going to get tremendous output from it.
Well, and it makes sense. Let's say that it had to, because it's a brain,
mm-hmm.
It had to think on its own. You could say, do this as a five. I want you to write it like a 5-year-old. Or you could do your huge prompt. Now, let's say you did nothing. Well, how does it know how you want it to be written?
Right.
Like, it's just going to go off of, I don't know, an average. Who knows where it's going to go? That's why it makes sense. But it's it was confusing, I think, in the beginning for a lot of people to understand that. It's not just about saying, hey, give me this. You have to tell it how to do it.
In that regard, you know, as a real estate investor, one of the cool things you could do is create kind of specific niche prompts for whatever your use case is. We've developed, Maddie, our daughter, who is also very, very involved in her business, came up with a really cool one for the likelihood of certain soil types to pass a perk test. So, you know, she basically developed this whole prompt and then inputs kind of the soil type, slope, and a couple of other parameters. And then it spits out basically the likelihood that it thinks it'll pass a perk test.
Yeah. And that's a big deal, because then you're not having to contact your soil scientist and say, hey, you know this area, what do you think is going to, you know, or you would give it the soil and you'd say, hey, what's the likelihood? Or we're just looking at a map and we're like, well, there seems to be a lot of houses. Yeah. It should be fine.
For us, it helps us to kind of get to the next stage. You know, like if it spits out something that says it's a very, very low likelihood, something like that, we probably wouldn't mess around with that property and get it to the next
stage.
It's
like, how do you like to, you know, bottle up your excrements and take them to the dump? You know what I mean? Like, but that's the real, it saves infinite amounts of time.
Yep.
And it was just her looking at a problem and creating a solution.
Yep. So you can do all kinds of, sky's the limit on what you can create there. Boost your land flipping earnings with our new Land Conquest business system. It's designed for efficiency and effectiveness. This cutting edge software tool is your key to success in the land flipping industry. Streamline and automate your operations to scale your business to new heights. With our system, you get a customizable website with 6 professional templates to choose from, up to 5 dedicated phone numbers, each with their own chosen area codes for creating a trustworthy local presence. And as a bonus, you'll get a $25 credit for SMS and email sends. You'll also get access to our tech team to build any automations or customizations that you want. And not to mention, we've got a great dedicated community to the Land Conquest business system to help us all thrive together. And with every step of the way, you get our 24/7 live chat support. But that's not all. You'll also gain access to our exclusive community to connect and grow with fellow land flippers. Seize the opportunity to transform your business. Visit software.landconquest.com to check out the Land Conquest business system and unlock the next stage of your land flipping success. Also, another cool thing that if you want to learn something, this is something that I did, you can do a made-for-one course. And meaning, by this, I mean, like, you can have it create an actual course or curriculum for you to learn a subject matter. I recently did this. I was asking it for something related to the solar development process. So it was a very niche thing. And I asked it to come up with an outline. I explained what I was doing. I wanted it to create a course. And so I fully understand this whole process from beginning to end. I asked it to come up with an outline. I went back and forth with it a little bit to refine that outline. And then what I did was, it was in by module, and then I basically asked it to create each module one at a time. By the end, it created this huge mega course about how to do this subject that I wanted to do.
I wonder if it could have done like a test. Like, okay, now we need some oral exams.
Easily.
You know what I mean?
Easily,
like,
yes.
And it'd be like, Pete, no, or yeah, that's great.
Yes. You could have it ask you, and then you could have it ask you with the voice or however you want to do it. I mean, it's kind of amazing. So it's not at the point where we talked a little bit earlier where you could just say, create the whole course. It would basically do something very abbreviated for each section. But if you take it one by one, then it can really expand on things. So that's a very interesting use case. Also, you could compile all your knowledge on topics in one place. We use a tool for this called Notebook LM from Google. And basically, anytime we run into documents on particular niche topics that we're trying to really understand, you know, for instance, we're trying to understand the development process for solar farms in New York. So anytime we come upon a document or a website or anything like that, we link this in this specific folder on Notebook LM. And then you can basically chat with it, and you can ask it questions about the different documents and files that are uploaded in there. And then they have a really cool feature.
Is this the podcast one?
Yeah, yeah, where it'll automatically generate a podcast about that document or whatever. So.
Can you imagine having that tool when you were in school, though?
Oh,
something that was so boring. They're giving you, like, read chapter 13, and it's boring. But if it could actually be taught in, like, a podcast format, like,
say you got a PDF document that's like 50 pages long that you really want to understand and kind of get the important points out of it, have it generate a podcast, then listen to it in the car where you're driving somewhere next.
Go for a walk,
you know, just amazing what you can do. And it's super, super high quality. So if you haven't heard that or you haven't played around with it, go check it out. I highly recommend it.
All I want to do is, like, do all these tools now, but
I know, I know. Okay. And some other regular use cases, I didn't have these broken into their own sections, but they're all very, very important. You can have it writing contracts or agreements for various use cases, you know, specific things in your deal. Like say someone wants you to agree to do something before you close or whatever, and you need to do an addendum to your contract, kind of explain the situation, have it write up that use case. Contracts and everything, surprisingly, it's really good with, you know, obviously you probably want to consult with your attorney if you're not comfortable with those things yourself. But
we're not legal professionals or anything like that. But I do have to say, I did have to, it was a Sunday and I needed to write something up and wasn't real estate related. And I said, you're a California licensed real estate agent, register with the Bar of California. I don't know. I did the whole thing and I was like, this is my situation. Write it up. Write it up. And then I sent it off to an attorney and they were able to get it back. They're like, where'd you get this from? I was like, oh, ChatGPT. They're like, it's perfect. You're good. So I'm not a legal professional. Pete's not, but there's definitely a use for that, especially if it's just something where you're not looking for the full protection. You're just trying to get it out there and
make sure it's important in real estate to have things in writing.
Exactly.
So if you can get things in writing, you know, it's never going to be the perfect document, perfect contract, perfect anything. But if you get things in writing so both sides clearly understand what the deal is here, then that's 90% of the battle.
Yeah, and maybe it would save you some money too, getting it reviewed so they're not creating it from nothing.
The other thing is writing job posts, either for Indeed or Upwork or any of these online hiring platforms. I use it all the time for that. You know, when we're hiring a new staff member or something, kind of describe what we're looking for, describe what our company's about, and have it write it up. And obviously, I fine-tune it before we post it. But
and you can run it through kind of like a legal wash too to make sure that you're not accidentally saying something. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you can link the terms of service from Indeed, you know, and say, hey, make sure my post is compliant with the terms of service, you know, all these kinds of
things. Yeah, exactly. Because you're not, even if you're not intentionally, sometimes you'll be like, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
We don't stay up to date on every.
And then the last thing is writing emails. Say you have
all the time. Yeah, I use it all the time.
You could copy it, you know, say you've got some long email chain, maybe you're one of the people involved in it, you've got to respond. You can kind of copy and paste the whole thing. Say, here's what's going on in this email chain. I want to respond. I want to respond in this way. You know, write a great response for me.
All I want to say is I don't like.
Yes.
but make it sound like this is no.
Yes. You can do all kinds of really cool things like that.
And it's good with tone. If you struggle with tone or, you know, or understanding, like, I think it's great to have something like, are they mad? A lot of people deal with that. Is this an upset person? Is this not an upset person? How do I sound friendly? But I want to say no, but, you know.
Or you write something and you know that maybe your emails don't come off as friendly as they could. You could copy and paste what you wrote in there and say, hey, make it a little lighter and make it sound friendlier.
I hate your idea! Exclamation point. Yeah. No, you know, it's funny. Yeah. Okay.
And if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, which, you know, maybe you do, you could check out sites like Replicate. Replicate is kind of a platform where all kinds of cool AI tools are posted on there. Another one is called Hugging Face. So that's another one where all kinds of cool stuff is posted.
Hello. I just want to know why they named it that, because you actually use Hugging Face.
Right. And Replicate.
Yeah. And I've had to add this to like our accounting software. And I'm like, the world is Hugging Face.
Yeah. You can hire someone on Upwork to create automations for your business. There's a lot of really talented people on there. You just have to have an idea of like what you want to automate and like what types of things you want to do. And some really smart people will be able to get it all done for you and work, you know, have it integrated in whatever system you're using. There's lots of YouTube videos out there on AI tools and AI processes and really innovative and exciting things that you can do. So that's one huge rabbit hole you can go down. I've learned a lot from YouTube and I continue to. And then there's more cutting edge tools and things that are being developed every day. And like we said earlier, everything is the worst it's ever going to be right now.
I've seen a couple of Instagram accounts that just give prompts.
Mm, yes.
And those are fun.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm totally doing this. I haven't. Yeah. But you know, that's another thing. If Instagram showed that it's on TikTok or all your favorite social media platforms, I bet you there's even like a subreddit just for that.
Well, the prompts, it seems like in a way it almost seems like, oh, it can't be that easy that it's all just in the prompt. But in reality, the right prompt makes all the difference.
It makes sense. I mean, it does make sense. It just seems because you're talking to something that has vast, infinite knowledge that you think, well, I want to pull from all of it, but you don't want to pull from all of it. You want to tell it exactly what you need, who they are, what they're, you know what I mean? All these kinds of things. Well, I guess this is time for me to, should I do it?
Sure.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
That didn't go so well, Heather. Just a couple quick things before you go. If you are an investor, either you're looking for ways to get a higher return on your funds or looking to maybe invest your money in a better way on some bigger deals or something like that, I would love to hear from you. I've got a page set up at lender.turningprofit.com. You can fill out that form, and then if it's a good fit, we can hop on a Google Meet call and talk about it a little further, see what kinds of things that we could do. But
well, there's a lot of people that want to be in this world but don't want to do all this stuff.
Yes.
And I feel like that's where a lot of the investors come from. And that's how that started. Yeah. So people were like, hey, this is amazing. I want to do this. But, you know, and we're not like professional, what do you call that? Like brokers of
No, we're not like investment advisors or anything like
Nothing like that.
No,
this is just
like ability to either lend on our deals or partner on some of the larger deals. There will be some opportunities come up. We're doing a lot of bigger and better deals in 2025. I do foresee a lot of opportunity if you do have additional funds that you want to get, you know, a really healthy return on. So hopefully, well, you know, if you're a lender, it's a guaranteed return.
Oh, so, yes, that's true. Yeah. Yes. Or
if you're a partner where, you know, we share in the upside of a deal, then, you know, it's not guaranteed. But, you know, we do have a vast knowledge that we draw from, and we're pretty confident in our projections.
And so what he doesn't know, he asks is perplexity.
Yes, that's true. And then if you are a land investor or interested in the land investing space, check out our land investing community, which you can find at landconquest.com. There's a link to our school community there. We've got about 5,000 members.
You had to name drop school, didn't you? It's SKOOL, as Pete normally points out.
Yeah, SKOOL. Yes, it's the newest, hottest platform for communities, similar to Facebook groups, but better. We've been on there for about 2 years now.
Has it really been? It actually is very easy to use. I love all the features, and we have courses and all
lots
that kind
of
stuff
happening in the community.
Yeah. It's very dynamic. And it's not a bunch of tire kickers
either.
Yeah,
it's free. It's a free community, by the way.
You just have to give, you know, your social security. No, I'm just kidding.
None of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, we would love for you guys to join us there. You can check out the different lending opportunities and dynamic. But we'll see you back next week. Yeah, it's still going to be 2024 for a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, it's just for a little bit longer. Almost there.
Crazy.
Yes. All right. Thanks for watching or listening. All right. Bye.
Ready to start turning profit yourself? Head to turningprofit.com to step up your real estate investing game. See you on the next episode.